Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down.
You got it tough. I've seen the toughest so Brad Hayman brings us back to 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tony Uphoff is a two-year member of our Brain Trust, one of our newer members, but we're proud he's part of our world because he has a lot to teach us and has been doing that now for these last 2 years. He's the CEO of ThomasNet, and he is the anchor of the Thomas Index Video Reports. Tony, thanks again for being here. Give us the website and tell us about Thomas.
Yeah, Jim, thanks so much. You know, for 122 years, we've served as the primary resource for industrial product sourcing and supplier evaluation and selection. And starting, if I go back now, gosh, almost 3 months ago, we started to see some extraordinary shifts in the data of what was being sourced on the platform. And we could see sourcing coming from China, looking for PPE equipment and other related products and services, which was somewhat surprising to us because, as you probably know, 80%+ of PPE equipment comes out of China. Mm-hmm. And then as the news started to hit, we could see a shift in some of the dynamics of that sourcing. And one of the things that we did, Jim, to help is we actually created very quickly a COVID-19 resource hub. So your listeners can go to www.thomasnet.com/COVID-19. And we have had over 1,400 companies register to provide capacity to make PPE.
Wow.
So, Jim, these would be
this
companies
is the
that
marketplace responding on their own to a national emergency. This is what happens in America, Tony.
And you know what? Talk about American ingenuity. I would love to tell you this was some unique thing. We just were trying to find ways to help. We could see this surge in sourcing.
Good for
and
you.
And the anecdotal stories, Jim, are mind-blowing out of this. We also created a COVID-19 response supplier badge and filter. So to make it easier for an organization, a hospital, some organization sourcing for these critical products. So the 1,400 that didn't make and now can pivot to make PPE joined nearly 10,000 suppliers on the platform. And, Jim, to give you a frame of reference, we're seeing as high as 80,000 sourcing sessions per day.
Wow.
In and around. Now, it's not all PPE.
Right.
And by the way, your listeners, I'm sure now know PPE stands for personal protection equipment.
Right.
It's not just PPE.
Face mask, gloves, and hoods, and caps, and gowns, and things like that. Go ahead.
Sanitizers, hazmat suits. It's a fairly broad term. We believe we're also starting to see the wholesale reevaluation of supply chains, though, too, Jim, with a particular focus towards North America. Hmm. You and I have talked about the reshoring of North American manufacturing.
Right.
We believe we're witnessing a distinct acceleration of that trend right now.
Can I ask you a question, and thank you for that report, and thank you for the leadership, folks. This is what Tony just described, what his company is doing to be the nexus of so many of these people, to give them a channel to find what they need, to talk to each other, to do business together, to step up in this national emergency. Tony, what you guys are doing is real leadership. And I'm proud of you for that, but not the least bit surprised. That's how come you're way more than a 100-year-old company. But I want to ask you a question. I'm predicting that no company of any size that does international business will be allowed to show their business model to project their earnings without demonstrating at the same time that they have redundancy. Non-China redundancy in their supply chain. As investors, as citizens, allowing these people to be domiciled in this country, any company that doesn't have a redundant path for products non-China, in my opinion, we should hold them accountable. What do you think?
You know, Jim, I think you and I were talking before we went on air about positive and negative forcing functions from this experience.
Yep.
I think you're nailing it. And you know well that publicly traded companies have to demonstrate through an audit process that they have fail-safe and redundancies for certain
critical services. Too many of them haven't done that with regard to China, though, Tony. We now know that. That's been exposed, hasn't it?
You're exactly right. And literally think about this. And this is not a statement about different countries. It's just a fact. When 85% of personal protection equipment comes out of one region in
right.
one country, I don't care if it's China or it's Europe
or England.
Mexico, really doesn't matter.
It shouldn't have
that kind of huge problem.
We shouldn't have that concentration with England.
Absolutely true, Jim. Absolutely true. So I think that's what's happening. I think companies, we're seeing sourcing across all 72,000 categories right now. Yes, it's most acute with PPE. But what we believe we're seeing is similar to what you're saying. I think almost every company is starting to say, whoa, hold on here. I need to make sure that I've got perhaps a secondary, perhaps a tertiary,
yeah.
or perhaps a new primary.
And don't you think,
supplier.
Tony, that that's going to encourage people to build those redundancies on our shores in the United States on top of our energy supply? What do you think?
Jim, it was already happening. This is the accelerant to make it happen. What we're witnessing will reshape North American manufacturing and in turn the global manufacturing industry for decades to come. There's no two ways about it. This
and
is
even though we'll look,
the likes of what we haven't seen.
Even though we'll look back as we wrap up the segment here, Tony, even though we'll look back and lament what's happening right now at this moment, 3-4 years from now, maybe a year or two from now, the implications of this on the United States economy could be enormous. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about going forward. What's it going to look like going forward? And Tony Uphoff can help us with that. ThomasNet.com is the website, folks. Check that out. Be sure to check out the coronavirus portal that they have there as well. 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.